Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the International Mastermind Association's Saturday morning Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Danelle McNeil, and I have with me the Planned with Intention Mastermind Group. And who's on the line?
It's Rose Young.
Chad Jackson and Vaughn Young. We are energized and ready this early Saturday morning to be on the air with all of you. So we invite you to call, text, or email everyone and let them know that we're on the air. And we have gotten started. Join us via the internet by logging on to blogtalkradio.com/masterminders or by phone at 661-554-9219. If you want to communicate with us while we are live on the air, press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on to your Facebook page and visit our group page at International Mastermind Association. Make a comment on our Facebook page and let us know you're listening, and you can also post your questions there as well. We will be monitoring the page while we're on the call. And today we are continuing our discussion of the bestseller, Think and Grow Rich, Chapter 11, The Subconscious Mind, which affects everyone, even if you don't have desires. But before we get started, we will let our listeners know a little bit about the International Mastermind Association, and we'll be right back.
The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
We're back. So we're going to go ahead and get started. We want to start with Danielle. Danielle had a point that she wanted to get, that she really wanted to get out this morning. Danielle, let's get started with the point that you asked.
Okay, great. Thank you. I wanted to welcome back everyone. Just to remind everyone, we are the Planned with Intention Mastermind Group of the International Mastermind Association. And our discussion today continues with Chapter 11 of The Subconscious Mind from Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich book. So I wanted to just recap on some really important things that we've said, some points that we've made over the past week. On the first page of the chapter, which would be chapter 211, Napoleon Hill states that the subconscious acts first on the dominating desires, which have been mixed with emotional feelings such as faith. So there are a good number of us, especially in the International Mastermind Association, that have and believe in having affirmation statements. And what I've learned in my research, if you will, this week of the subconscious mind and of intention and the power of intention and desire and the power of desire and all of those mixed together is that when we say or recite or read our affirmation statement, or anything for that matter, our subconscious mind connects with it more so when we mix it with feeling as opposed to when we're just reading. You know, so if we're just reading, like we're reading, I don't know, anything, and we're just reading the words without any emotion mixed with it, without the assurance that it will happen or that it is so, then our subconscious mind, while it does pick it up, it doesn't pick it up with the same vigor and the word escapes me, but with the same tenacity, still not the right word, that it would if we had feelings behind it. What do you all think about that?
Well, I agree.
Like, do you all read your affirmation statements, right? That's something that our group does.
Right. We do it every morning.
Right.
Sometimes it's at night.
So, and that's another point that I'm going to make. So when you read it, though, and be honest, when you read it, do you read it like how we're talking right now, how we're just talking, or do you read it and, you know, put emotion behind it and get loud with it and excited and all of that? How do you read it?
I think you have to read it like that in order, if it's a part of what you really believe or what you really want to do, I think you really do have to, like, put some feelings and emotion behind it, because that's a part of who you are. And if you don't get excited about who you are, how are you going to maintain that, you know, that statue that you're supposed to be, that type of person that you're supposed to be?
Yes, you have to read it like that, but how do you read it? That's my question. And I'll be honest, before I read this and before I did this, the research that I've been doing this week, I just read mine. I just read mine with normal, like, reading rhythm without any emotion behind it. So I'm curious as to how you all have been reading yours.
Well,
like
No, I would say I would probably go with how you feel that morning, or go with your day. If you had a, you know, a sorry day already, you know, you're probably not going to be that enthused. But, you know, it goes back to my point. Even then, you should try to muster up some enthusiasm. But, you know, Rose.
Hey, Danelle, it's just like this. When Vaughn and I, when we do it in the morning, you know, early in the morning, it's so I'm not quite up. So I start off slow, I got to read my affirmation. And then by the time I get deep into it, I'm like my own cheerleader. I'm loud. And I'm ready to go, you know, because just reading it and hearing what I'm reading, I start to get excited. So so that's what happens with me. But I try to do it with some excitement and, you know.
Well, Napoleon Hill actually... He mentions it several times in the book, and as we continue, we will read again and again where he talks about, where he mentions reading your statement, the statement that's in chapter 2. I should know this by heart because my mother always mentions it. Oh,
right.
By the way, we want
page
to say a good morning. Thank you, page 28. We want to say a good morning to Anne McNeil and hope that we are able to hear from her a little later in the show. So, yes, your statement, your desire, your statement of desire, and this is your desire for riches, but in my recent quest that I am just so, oh, and we didn't talk about weeks, so we'll get to that. In my quest over the past several weeks, I've been living on an exalted plane of thought, and I didn't coin that, by the way. That's Napoleon Hill's phrase from page 194 of the book. But, yeah, so he talked about reading with feeling. So I would encourage everyone and even myself that when you are desirous of a thing, of a manifestation, that we exclaim it and that we claim it and we declare it and we read it, either it's an affirmation statement or whatever, that we do so with emotion and feeling. Especially, well, I have the luxury of living alone, so there's no one here to ask me, you know, what am I doing? But so moving on, what am I on for the morning? Have I started the tonics that early in the morning? So moving on, at the further down on page 212, the subconscious mind works day and night. And again, in reading, we know, and we talked about it last week, but we know that the subconscious mind is always awake, is always working. The subconscious mind is awake right now, while it's not the dormant, dormant isn't a good word. It's not the prevalent mind that's working right now, our conscious mind right now, because more so than our subconscious, because we are conscious right now, you know, we're awake. But I've read that, you know, the reason that we are, advised to read our statements first thing in the morning and upon rising, upon waking, and late at night, right before we go to bed, is because that's the time that the subconscious mind and the conscious mind are actually closest together. Like right now, they're far apart, you know, because we're conscious, we're awake. And at night, the subconscious mind has taken over and is more active than the conscious mind. But when we get into the habit of declaring and reading and affirming our statements first thing in the morning, like even before our feet hit the ground, or, you know, when you're having your private moment, your date with yourself or whatever you call it, and right before we go to bed, that's when your subconscious and your conscious mind are crossing one another. That's a good way to explain it. They're crossing one another, so they're closest together, and, you know, and so that's when that activity is greatest. So that's why we're recommended to read our statements early in the morning and late at night for both of them. And then I had another. Oh, does anyone have anything to?
I do. How many of you all use an alarm clock to get up in the morning?
Well, I used to.
Do you, Danelle? That you hit snooze, huh? Okay, the
thing is, I do wake up before they go off. Like, I know they're about to go off.
Right. That's exactly where I'm going. So
yeah.
in your subconscious mind, if you're getting ready to go to bed and you know, okay, when I think about it, says that that's when the two, your subconscious mind and your conscious mind are the closest, are working together and in lying together,
right,
at night or early in the morning.
Right.
So when I think about, okay, well, every night when I'm going to bed, I'm always thinking about, okay, what time do I need to be up? Or you know I need to be up 15 minutes or 30 minutes earlier. Sometimes I get up before the clock. My alarm is set, say 5:45.
Right.
I'm usually up, you know, before that.
Mm-hmm.
Or 6 o'clock, I'm up at 5:30. You know, because I've already went to bed with it on my mind. You know what? Maybe I need to get up a few minutes earlier. Even if I still hit the snooze button.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, with that intention, I still, you know, it just brought that. That reminds me of that, of
yeah.
how that works. So
sometimes, yeah, you're right. Sometimes we miss it, but usually when we go to bed and we're thinking about what time we have to get up, a lot of times we're able to get up even before that time because
mm-hmm.
that was the most prevalent thought in our minds as our two minds were crossing one another. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Can I say something real fast?
Most
The other thing about saying the affirmation early in the morning and at night is that it gives way to habit as well. A habit is another way that we can voluntarily direct or give direction to our subconscious mind through forming
wow.
habit. So another thing is we get used to saying over and over again, it then becomes habit. You begin to also induce it or infuse it into your subconscious mind through that action. Because the book also speaks about habit, and by doing a little research on it, you find out that, you know, in order to form a habit, something has to be done at least 21 consecutive days in a row. So these are things that we also learn to help us, you know, understand or use our subconscious mind so that we don't end up neglecting it or having it influenced by negative emotions.
That's true. Let's see if we can go to a very quick commercial break. And then
take a question. We do have a caller on the line, so we'll take that caller as soon as we get back from this commercial break.
All right.
I'll tell you what, let's take the caller now.
Okay. Good morning.
Nope. And we have some technical difficulties going on. Was that Vaughn that said good morning?
Yes, it is Vaughn.
Good morning.
I've been listening this morning, and I think that you guys are right on point. And I'm not the master at anything. I just, like everyone else, I've been doing my observation. And one of the things I think Chad touched on it a little earlier is that when he said that when he's down sometimes or if it's a bad day, he kind of, slow pokes through his affirmation with really no heart. Well, I think that's the time that you need to have the most enthusiasm about reading your affirmation. You need to take that and like, you know, just like Rose said, be your own cheerleader. You know what I mean? A bad day only comes because you allow it. So if you create another reality that's yours, no matter what's going on around you, your affirmation is kind of like medicine because it helps you to see exactly where you will be, not where you want to be, but where you will be because you're constantly feeding your subconscious mind that you are the person that you want to be. You have your innermost desires are already fulfilled, even if they don't exist today. If you can't reach out and touch them today, they do exist and they're yours. You're in control of them. You know what I mean? That's why I think it's important for us to read our affirmation. When I'm reading my affirmation, I'm not reading it in present tense. I'm actually reading it in future tense, as though they already exist. Not as if I'm looking for them, as though they already exist. So I just wanted to say that.
I agree.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning that. That's a very good point. Further down on the page, Napoleon Hill states, this is page 211 again, and again, we are back at the beginning of the chapter, so that's okay. The subconscious mind draws upon the forces of infinite intelligence for the power with which it voluntarily transmutes one's desire into their physical equivalent. And I have a note here, but I didn't finish my note. Aww. I think, I want to go out on a limb here. and put out the disclaimer that most television and radio shows hear that the expressed views of my next statement are not necessarily those of the group. I alone will take responsibility for what I'm about to say. But this was my line of thinking, and you all can tell me what you think about this.
Sure.
The reason that I brought this part up, because I looked up the different places where Napoleon Hill in this book talks about infinite intelligence. I'll call it, you know, higher being, God, the Lord, you know, whatever you want to call it. And I believe that that the subconscious, the state of our subconscious mind being most active is when dreams and those things come to us, because that's the time of the day that we can't interfere with that connection. You know, right. Humans, people, we are always trying to interfere with something. Whether we should or shouldn't, we're always interfering with something. I will admit I, you know, play higher being a lot of times in my own life. And
I think we all do.
and I believe that those things, those dreams, those visions, those recollections are downloaded to us during that time because, you know, we can't get in the way. We can't ask questions. We can't refute. We can't, you know, we just can't get in the way. And I just wanted to mention that. I don't think for any particular reason, but that's just a thought that came to me. That's just the thought that came to me. So I just wanted to share that. Let's see, moving on. Unless anyone has anything to share so far.
Didn't we have a caller with a comment?
Yes.
No?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
But we're still having technical difficulties.
Oh, okay.
And then on page 212, and we do apologize to our callers for our technical difficulties that we're having. On page 212, Napoleon Hill starts at the top of the page, "You cannot entirely control your subconscious mind, but you can voluntarily hand over to it any plan, desire, or purpose which you transformed into concrete form. Read again the instructions for using the subconscious mind in Chapter 3. There's plenty of evidence to support the belief that the subconscious mind is the connecting link between the finite human mind and infinite intelligence. It is the intermediary through which one may draw upon the forces of infinite intelligence at will. It alone contains the secret processes, the secret process by which mental impulses are modified and changed into their spiritual equivalent. It alone is the medium through which prayer may be transmitted to the source which is capable of answering prayer." And I went to page 68, that part that we talked about in paragraph 2, and Napoleon Hill states on page 68, paragraph 2, "You are instructed in the last of the six action steps described in chapter 1 to read aloud." So our statements aren't even something that we should be reading like we're reading in secret. It's supposed to be something out loud. It's supposed to be, we're supposed to put our voices to it. "Out loud twice daily," so there it is, twice, "the written statement of your desire." It says for money, but I'll just say your desire. "And to see and feel yourself already in possession of the money." And again, I'll just say, in possession. "By following these instructions, you communicate the object of your desire directly to your subconscious mind in a spirit of absolute faith. Through repetition of this procedure, you voluntarily create thoughts, habits, which are favorable to your efforts to transmute desire into its monetary equivalent." And This is interesting. I just realized this. Okay, so going on in parentheses, he states, this procedure is not restricted to monetary gain alone. It can be used to help you achieve whatever it is you desire strongly, so long as it does not violate the laws of God or the rights of others. And what I find interesting about that is I was listening to Deepak Chopra this morning, and when he was talking about the law of intention, he talks about that also, about the laws being able to be used as long as they don't violate the other laws, the laws of God. So,
Danielle. Mm-hmm. Danielle, how do you say his name?
Deepak Chopra.
Oh,
Deepak.
No, I know who it is, but I be thinking I never read the name. I only heard it said. And I be thinking his name was Tupac Chopra.
You know what? Okay, so moving right along. All right, so further down the page, paragraph. Your desires clear and reduce them to writing. Although I wouldn't say reduce. I mean, that's what he says, but... moving on. Does anyone have anything to add so far?
Well, before we move on, Janelle, can we take a short commercial break? I think we are pretty good with our calls. Our guest callers, or I guess callers that have comments.
You may go ahead and lead us into that commercial.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and we'll be back. Right back.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
So continuing our discussion of Chapter 11, the Subconscious Mind, does anyone have anything that they'd like to share before we move on?
Yes, before we begin, I think Mike has a comment. He was on hold. He's on the road with the kids, and they're on their way to the Zora Neale Festival. And Mike, are you live? Your mic is on.
Yes. Yeah, I'm here. Y'all been listening. Good morning, y'all. I'm on the road with about 50 kids heading out of town, so it was real noise. I had to run away. But I'm still trying to listen and hold my thoughts and left my notes on the bus. But I just wanted to make a quick comment off the top of my head.
Okay.
One thing Danelle said earlier about 30 minutes ago about how the subconscious mind and the conscious mind, how when one is dormant, how they go further apart, far apart. But one thing that came to me was how they both feed each other in different areas. So when you're awake, the things that you accumulate or bring in during the day, it affects what you sleep. So what you do when you in your subconscious mind when you're not when you're not awake. And also, you know, and who plants those seeds? So that's one thing with the affirmation that's important. Me and Chad, I told Chad about something I told a kid today. The other day I saw it. I think I heard him say it. That, and I never heard it. And he said, wow, you never heard of that? I said, no, but it changed my life. It says, anything that you do 21 days consistently becomes a habit. You know? So with that being said, with you saying your affirmation, I also thought it was speaking to a young lady about a guy, this thing they call swag. And swag, for people that's not hip with the lingo, is, you know, that have a different persona, a positive persona, a persona on how they carry themselves. Regardless of how the person actually may look to you, but the way that they carry themselves, that they tell themselves, I am the best-looking person in the world. And they keep saying that, and they dress like that. And then after a while, everyone else believes that. You know, you see, I'm not going to call no names. You see these different celebrities, that's how it's worked. So the more you tell yourself something and you go over it over and over again, and you go over it while you're conscious, you plant it in your subconscious, and then it goes back again. Then from your subconscious goes to your conscious. So, yeah, I do believe that the affirmation is, and anything else that you want to believe, because I believe that you create your reality. Whatever you say is true, it becomes true.
That's excellent.
And that's it, y'all. I'm going to go mute because y'all going to hear some kids. I got to walk back in on them.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike, for joining us.
Have a good time.
All right, talk. Okay, thanks. Talk to y'all later.
Hello, Michael. Uh-huh. Hello, Mike. This is Ann McNeil.
Uh-huh.
Good morning. Good morning. It's Ann McNeil. How are you? Before you jump
okay.
off, I thought the festival was next weekend. On the website, it has next weekend.
Oh, no. We have it this weekend.
Uh-huh. On the on the website, it has next weekend because my husband and daughter are going. But I'm just curious. But anyway, nevertheless, I do have a comment, though, going back to the question of
good
today.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Ann McNeil, the master builder, building stronger and better lives. And my question really was not really a question, a statement more so than a question, and that was the fact that what Danelle was reading ties into and helps us to understand why in the 6 steps to riches, why it is, it ends up with the 6th step saying that you should repeat your statement about how much money you want to have and that affirming the amount, the date, the way you're going to get it, not being concerned about the details of how it's going to happen. But this is just another confirmation of how we program our subconscious mind or be programmed by others who are controlling our subconscious mind through subliminal seduction.
Right. Thank you. Thank
so
you
that's
for that.
That was the only comment I had to make. I'll go back on mute. Thank you for continuing to do a great job with the show. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. And I wanted to follow up with something that Mike mentioned. He said, for the person who says I'm the best looking or the best dressed, not only do they say it, but they also put action behind it. You know, there's some actions that you can't put behind your desire or your intention, and you don't concern yourself with that. You do what you can. So I would say that it's not enough just to say it. You have to do what you can with the resources and tools that you can. You know,
right.
if you have it available to get a haircut every week or every 2 weeks, or, you know, buy a new scarf or get your eyebrows done or something, you do that. But it's just not enough just to say, I'm the best looking, I'm the best dressed, you have the resources, but you still look busted every day. You know, that's just not enough. You have to be able to put some action behind that desire, behind that intention.
Exactly. I agree with that, baby. One of the things that I really got from what he was saying as well is you have to, it's about what you feed your subconscious mind as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
that same energy that you devote to saying how you look, you can devote to being successful. And if you want to be successful, you will have to deposit in your subconscious the things that it's going to gravitate to. Because I believe that your subconscious mind is drawn to your desire that is also driven by your desire, and also that is developed by your desire. So whatever your desire is, you have to be the one to place that into your mind that I am going to do this, I am going to become this. And I think that's a part where where the affirmation statement comes in, because you're actually saying, I'm going to do this, and this is who I am, and this is what I am. And you have to make those type of statements, and then, like the book says, add the feeling and emotion to it, because
mm-hmm.
these are things that you have to fight for, because if you're saying you're going to be successful, you got to fight to be successful. It's not going to be given to you, because if you already don't have it, then that means you got to get it. So if you're trying to make it to whatever point or whatever area in life you're trying to be successful in, you're going to have to speak it and put some feeling behind it. But it's all in what you feed your subconscious mind. Same likewise with the negative emotions. If you tell yourself, well, I could do it, but I don't think I can make it, or I can do it, but I don't think I'm going to be that good at it, or I don't think I got what it takes, or I'm too shy to talk to people, or, all of those things that we feed our subconscious without even knowing, and then wonder why we can't achieve it, because we fed our subconscious bad things, negative emotions. So it's all about what we feed our subconscious, and, we just need to be more conscious, I would say, of our subconscious.
Gosh, there's so many points to that, Chad. You mentioned what we feed our subconscious, and in addition to that, it's what we allow others to feed our subconscious. Does anybody remember the movie The Golden Child with Eddie Murphy?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember the scene? Where the guy, Noomsi, was trying to feed the golden child that bowl of oatmeal. Do you remember that scene?
Yeah. He tried to make it. He flipped it over.
And do you remember what was underneath the oatmeal?
Like some nasty stuff. It was blood or whatever.
It was blood, exactly. It was blood. There was blood underneath the oatmeal, and the bad guy was trying to feed the golden child this bowl of oatmeal to contaminate him.
Right.
And when you said that, what we feed ourselves and what we allow other people to feed us, I thought about that. I like the radio. I like to listen to the radio. However, I know that based on the thought processes that I have, and I'm going to put a pin in have and read this part from page 214. I know I've just skipped way to like almost the back of the chapter, but I want to read this part. On page 214 at the bottom of the page, Napoleon Hill states in the second to last sentence, he says, there are 7 major positive emotions and 7 major negative emotions. I know we talked about those last week. The negatives automatically inject themselves into the thought impulses, which ensures their passage into the subconscious mind. The positives must be injected through the principles of auto-suggestion into the thought impulses, which an individual wishes to pass on to his or her subconscious mind. So that means, according to that, that the negative emotions, which I believe are both actually a mixture of emotions and feelings, because emotions and feelings are two different planes, but the negatives, they're automatically there, and they're injecting themselves without permission, which means that we have to fight, just like you said, Chad, we have to fight, and we have to fight like 10 times harder to inject the positive into somebody, like, riding with the window down. We have to fight that much harder. There's a lot of noise.
Is it me?
It might be. I don't know.
I didn't know I was unmuted. This is Rufus Curry Jr. I'm on my bike. I'm IMA and blog talking and riding my bike by 7 miles from the crib.
Oh my God. Well, this is Ann McNeil, Rufus. I opened your line because you had your hand up.
Oh, I did. Hey, look, my mama told me, boy, keep your mouth shut till the teacher tell you to talk, okay?
Hey, I'm a slave to cleaning.
This is our morning. This is our Saturday morning dose of humor. Okay, well, can you?
Let me pull over. Let me stop riding. Get that windshield. Hey, little, I was just listening in. I was elated because the Heritage Posse has grown by another one. So now we are the Treacherous Three, or the Three Musketeers. Vaughn, Mike, we're on the air today. And
Chad.
You know, I hear what you all are saying, let me step away from the road. What you're saying about we talk about repetition, we talk about the subconscious mind, and I have been listening to Your Right to Be Rich, which is a gift that was bestowed upon me at the annual meeting 2 years ago by the International Mastermind Association, which is an audio recording that was done, I think, around about 1945 or something like that. And it was Napoleon Hill speaking in Chicago. Right, and he was speaking in Chicago. And he talks about repetition. One, I want to say to Vaughn when he said, well, hey, I'm not a master of anything. And I remember saying that some years ago, and I said, you know, I may not be the smartest person in the room, and this elderly lady, I don't know where she came from. She turned around, she put her finger in my face, and she said, baby, you ain't got to be the smartest person in the room. You just got to be smart enough to do what God has assigned you to do. One, remember that. Because it's not a competition between you and someone else. Because the fastest man in the world ain't going to win nothing if it ain't his night. Okay. Two, I wanted to say to Mike, who's on the road going to the Zora Neale Hurston conference with 50 kids, please pull over, check the email, call the number. Because if you go all the way up there and come back, you're going to have to pull over to the side of the road, get your Temple Brown liquor and a milkshake to come back with them kids. Okay. Back to business. But when Napoleon Hill talks about repetition. And I've been dealing with my classes at the beginning of the new semester. What I've been doing is I've been talking this week. I concentrate on a couple things. One is purpose. One is legacy. One is goal. One is desire. One is enthusiasm. And one is autodidactism, the ability to teach yourself whatever you want to learn. So when I'm breaking it down to the kids and the whole nine yards, I tell them all the time, what you think about is what you be about. Excuse my grammar. What you think about is what you be about. Also, this is 2013. This is an awesome time to be alive. I'm riding out here on my bike talking to Iron Maid via cell phone. but check this out. I tell you, my dad died January 22nd, 1968. I was 4 years, 4 months, and 14 days old, the last time I heard my father's voice. I hadn't heard my father's voice in so long that I forgot what it sounded like. But I found a reel-to-reel tape. My dad was a musician. In the last 7 or 8 seconds of the tape, I found my dad's voice. I dumped it to cassette. I dumped it to digital on my cell phone. And now I listen to my dad's voice every day.
Wow.
I say that to say this. My dad's voice has been silent for over 45 years to me. But I say that to say this. I've also put my dad's voice to a ringtone. Depending on what kind of phone you have, you can put it to a ringtone. So if I can put my dad's voice to a ringtone, I can put my affirmation to a ringtone or an alarm notification. And so when I wake up in the morning, my affirmation can be playing out loud, and I just have to join in and chime in along with it and go ahead on it and say it. Also, what I was telling the kids when we talked about setting goals, you have to put a due date. And they made all these wonderful goals, and when I said you got to put a due date on them, man, it was like I'd shot everybody in the room with a machine gun. It's making me uncomfortable. I said, good, it's supposed to make you uncomfortable. So now what you do, you take your annual goals or your weekly goals, you cut and paste them into an email, and you send it to yourself so that you can always, you have them in your pocket now. Also, what you can do is you can do that with your annual goals as well. And what you can do is take all of the due dates that you have coming within the next quarter, even the next year, and you plug them in into your phone, into your reminder, into your calendar with alarms tied to them. So get not only a personal or mental reminder, but now you have an external reminder keeping you on task. And you need to have a conversation with your subconscious. You know, Vaughn talked about fighting, but I don't want to fight my subconscious. I'm going out like Bruce Lee or Kane in Kung Fu, you know. Because I own this, I ain't got to fight it. I own it. I just have to get it to submit to me. It says, ain't no woman like the one I got, but ain't no woman like the one you want, and you can't take her. You got to get her to submit to your advance. So I got to get my mind and my subconscious to submit to my will and my desire, and repetition is it. I usually listen to Tom Jones. He's my friend, but I love him. He's successful. I want to be as successful as he is or greater, but he's getting paid when I'm listening to him. So what I've done in the truck, I plug in You're Right to Be Rich because I got it dumped in my iPod. I listen to it on the way to work, and I listen to it on the way back to work. And the only reason I'm not listening to it now is because I'm on IMA. Repetition.
Wow.
What you think about is what you be about.
That's good. That's real.
That's awesome.
Brother Rufus. Brother Rufus. You always seem to pop in on us. And just give us a little bit of wisdom. Now, there's no excuse for anyone not to have those things because we are equipped with the technology to keep us up to speed. You dig what I'm saying? We're able to do what you said, set the ringtone, set the reminders to record and have it just at a certain time pop on and start playing over our telephones. And that's something that we need to start taking more advantage of are the resources that are at our fingertips. It's important, and I'm glad that you brought that up, that you can do exactly what you said, just like you did with your father's voice. Now you can hear your father's voice every time the phone rings. In fact, if you want to hear, you can call it from another phone yourself.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So go ahead.
The luxury, Vaughn. The luxury, you know, because God has placed us here and we have help, the luxury is having someone else to bump brains with. You know, 2-3 batteries are stronger than one, and they use less energy. The luxury is having someone else to mastermind with. But in the event that you don't, you still don't have a right to be a failure because you have an obligation. Your life comes through you, not to you. I told the kids, you don't become a dentist or doctor on your own teeth. Although you use knowledge to take care of yourself and your dental hygiene, your life comes through you. Whatever it is burning in your mind, it is not yours. You have been assigned to save someone's life, and if you don't get it out, someone will potentially die, and you're going to have to answer for that. Now that I've ruined your morning, you got to get it out.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's definitely what's up. Okay. You make sure you give me a call when you have a chance, Brother Rufus.
Okay, hey, text me your number.
Will do.
So I can have it.
Will do.
Thank you, Rufus.
My pleasure.
Do we have time for, like, a last commercial break, Rose, before we depart in about 10 minutes?
I think we do. Hold on just a second. We'll be right back.
All right.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
And we're back, and I'd just like to remind everyone that you are listening to the Planned with Intention Mastermind Group of the International Mastermind Association. The International Mastermind Association is the official masterminding organization, so for more information, visit our website at International Masterminders. I'd like to also, if
And does anyone have anything that they'd like to share or add before we move on? There's something that I want to read on page 213.
I just wanted to hit on a little something that they just, you know, was just talking about.
Yes.
I think the main point, even if you put it on your phone, if you make a ringtone out of it, or you record it some type of way, or if you wake up and say it twice a day, the main point and purpose is the repetition and forming the habit of doing these things. And I think that's the impact that school has on society. You know, we spend most of our years in school, just going to school alone has an impact on our life and what we think about education, even when we're not in school, even after we're in our career years or our golden years. We still think about education. It still has a point or a major part. It's still a major part of our lives, what we think about it. So I think even stuff like that weighs down on us. So we have to make sure that we're conscious of what we're putting into our subconscious mind, even those things that are around us, you know, being in the right atmosphere or being in the right community or being in the right place at the right time, where you can soak in those things through the subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to, when my son was young, very young, still a toddler, and even years after that, I used to play, I think I mentioned this, I used to play music while he slept, and the music was actually one or two scriptures that were put to music, and children were singing them, and it was very, very catchy. Well, he's 13 today, and he still sings those songs. You know, while we're in the car, I'll hear him hum or walking around the house or something like that. He still sings them. Now, he hasn't heard these CDs. I don't know where they are. I'm sure they're all scratched up or broken up wherever they are, but he hasn't heard these CDs since he was, like, maybe 8 years old. Years old, so he hasn't heard them in the last 5 years, but he still sings them. And, of course, this was years of playing them while he was asleep, and not every night, but, you know, that is one of, and I'd like to get to listing some suggestions on how to reprogram your subconscious mind. But before I do that, I'd like to read the second paragraph of page 213. The subconscious mind will not remain idle. We've said that, we keep saying that, and we'll probably continue to say that. If you fail to plant desires in your subconscious mind, it will feed upon the thoughts which reach it as a result of your neglect. So you'll either intentionally feed it by feeding it something positive, or you will intentionally feed it by not feeding it anything at all. That was my part. I added that. That wasn't in the book. It has already been explained.
That's a good point.
Thank you. It has already been explained that thought impulses, both negative and positive, reach the subconscious mind continuously from the four sources mentioned in Chapter 10. So in Chapter 10, I go back to page 193, and this is one of the points that Rufus mentioned some minutes ago. Those four sources that will feed and that are feeding our subconscious minds every second of every day are infinite intelligence, one's own subconscious mind, wherein is stored every sense, impression, and thought impulse which ever reach the brain through any of the five regular senses. Number three, the mind of some other person who has just released the thought or picture of the idea or concept through conscious thought. And four, the other person's subconscious storehouse. So when we're watching TV, when we're listening to the radio, when we're listening to other people's conversations, even especially when we're listening to other people's conversations, we are receiving their subconscious thoughts. We're receiving their subconscious impulses based on the things that they're saying. When we're listening to songs, we're listening to the thoughts and the desires of others. You know, when we're watching movies, you know, those things help to create our lives. And, I mean, I can go on and on about that. But I'd like to, with our last couple of minutes, we have about 5 minutes left in the show, and I'd like to offer some suggestions for reprogramming your subconscious mind. So one is positive affirmation. This refers to phrases that are stated within a person's inner conversation and is done in order to inform the subconscious mind that something is actually true. Positive affirmations should be stated on a daily basis via the induction of specific image or sound subconscious messages. The mind will eventually accept these messages as reality, which helps the individual to accomplish what the affirmation has stated. Secondly, decrees. Next to the subconscious programming is the decrees, which is a type of affirmation that is spoken aloud in order to create a certain mental thought pattern. One will be able to achieve the best results from decrees when they are done in secluded areas or private rooms. Again, because you can be as loud and enthusiastic and boisterous as you desire. Visualization works similarly to affirmation. However, it is a lot stronger in certain instances. The way in which visualization works is by an individual envisioning that he or she has already achieved a desired success. Visual reminders. These subconscious programming techniques are a combination of decrees and visualization and are a lot more powerful than doing the two separately. When an individual is able to write down his or her ideas, it will push him or her to place more focus on the desired goals. Different tone. Different tone is a very effective way of reprogramming the subconscious mind and involves the use of affirmations in the form of music or songs, like we just mentioned about when my son was sleeping. This works similarly to finding a certain tune and singing it all day. Even if an individual does not know how to carry a note, it's still effective. It doesn't matter. So I would highly recommend, right now, until my producer, Chad, who's on the line, Chad and I get together to work on some project, I have my affirmation as a voice note on my phone. And I play it, while I'm in the shower. I play it, while I'm in the car or whatever, similar to Rufus's ringtone and the other ways that he has his father's voice recorded. I would like to recommend, if you're very serious about changing your subconscious mind and the things that you do based on your subconscious mind, things that we're not even aware of and ways that we think, that you even consider allowing yourself to be reprogrammed in your sleep. You are responsible for that. We are responsible for the lives that we are permitted to live. So if anyone has anything else to add, I am going to stop here.
Well, just to remind also, those are very, very good suggestions, but also to include that it works better in the morning, right, before rising, and at night before going to bed.
Exactly, twice a day.
The best time to do it, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, twice a day is a must.
That would be the minimum to what I would believe. You can
definitely
do it in the meantime, also, as much as possible.
Oh, definitely.
Like, it forms a more stronger bond between you and that affirmation.
That's right, definitely more times. I go out into my car at lunchtime, and I usually leave for lunch, and I read the whole thing over, while I'm in my car, so I get it in at least 3 times a day. And I also have stuff playing while I'm asleep, and I don't listen to the radio as much as I used to, and everybody who knows me knows I don't have television, so... So that's definitely not a way that someone else's thought impulses get in.
And also, and your vision board is another form of visualization too. Having that vision board.
I moved mine this morning. I moved it from my sunroom into my bedroom, right opposite my bed. Yes.
We bought another one. We wanted to work on another one. So that's why I came to mind. I remember that part.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. So how much time do we have left before we end the great show?
About less than a minute.
Less than a minute. Okay,
yeah. All right. So we thank everyone for joining us. We thank all of our listeners. And we hope that it's... Say that again?
I said, and our callers.
Yes, yeah. Our listeners and our callers. That's right, Rufus. We know that you're safe. And and we look forward to speaking. Yeah, off the side of the road. And we look forward to speaking with everyone again and hearing from you next week.
Bye-bye.
Next week. See you later.